Democrats are still reeling from last night's frontal attacks on John Kerry by Vice President Cheney and Democratic Senator Zell Miller. We're joined by Iowa Governor Tom Vilsack, who's leading the Democratic response at the GOP convention. Thanks for joining us.
You bet. Great to be here.
I'd like to get your reaction to some of what we heard from the Republicans last night. Dick Cheney said John Kerry has a habit of indecision. America sees two John Kerrys, he said. And Zell Miller said this on issues of freedom and security. John Kerry's been more wrong, more weak, and more wobbly than any other national figure. How do you respond to that?
Well, first of all, I think it is extraordinary that Vice President Cheney would make those comments about Senator Kerry, given the fact that in just the span of 24 hours, the President of the United States suggested that we couldn't win the war on terror and then suggested that we could. And as far as Senator Miller is concerned, I really don't know that too many folks are going to pay a great deal of attention to his angry rant. The reality is that he is not a Democrat. He is a Republican. And I think a lot of voters watching that last night, if in fact they watched it, would be turned off by the anger, by the personal attack, by the negativity of it.
If past is prologue, though, doesn't negativity work? Doesn't that stick?
You know, I don't think it does, and I'll tell you why. I think that there are more and more Americans who believe that there needs to be a different direction for our country, and I think they are receptive to politicians today who are speaking hopefully and optimistically and who have very concrete, comprehensive plans to improve their lives. They're just turned off by the negativity, and I think this is going to be that election where we finally, to use the president's words accurately, we'll finally turn the corner on negative campaigning and shut the door on it.
There's been some concern voiced that the Kerry campaign is too anemic, that he shouldn't be photographed windsurfing off of Nantucket this week, that he should be fighting back. And I was struck by this criticism from a fellow Democrat. This is Congressman Charlie Rangel in the New York Times today saying this: I want him to be campaigning like his life depended on it.
Well, let me tell you something about John Kerry. 35 years ago, when he was faced with a series of ambushes, he made the decision to direct his boat into the belly of the beast and go right smack at that ambush. I can tell you that what we're going to see from John Kerry in the next 60 days is he's going to turn that boat around and he's going to beach the boat. And he is going to go right at this negative campaign, and he's going to go very aggressively speaking to Americans. He's going to start tonight at 11:30, 12 o'clock in Ohio, and he is in fact going to campaign not as if his life depended on it. More importantly, it's the lives of Americans that depend on it. So with respect to Representative Rangel, we got to stop whining, and we got to start focusing on winning.
I'd like to ask you about the war on terror and how you think that plays in this race. If you look at polls, both candidates seem to be running neck and neck, but one place where George Bush seems to do better is on that question of strength in the war on terror. And I wonder if you think that that may ultimately tip this election, that in a time of fear, if people don't feel safe, that they just won't want to change presidents.
You know, I think this is a classic battle between fear and hope. And I think in America, hope always trumps fear. President Bush really doesn't have all that much to tout about in terms of the war on terrorism. First and foremost, he acknowledged earlier in the week his belief that perhaps it couldn't be won in a conventional way, and then he had to backtrack. He misspoke. It's interesting, you know, when the president does something like this, he misspoke. He wasn't understood. When Senator Kerry does it, it's a flip-flop. I mean, it seems to me that on Homeland Security, the president's got the flop part of it down pat.
It's a potent issue, though, don't you think? Fear and American voters' perceptions of their safety.
It is, but you know, at the end of the day, the reality is that there's a greater fear connected with losing your job or losing your overtime wage that's basically helping to pay for the child care or helping to pay for college or helping to pay for health care. Those are all fears. But you know, what trumps that is when someone comes along and says, look, times are tough, times are difficult, but I've got a plan, and you need to be hopeful, because America is at its strongest and best when we are most hopeful, when we are most optimistic. We are not necessarily at our best when we're most fearful.
Well, Governor Vilsack, thanks for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Iowa Governor Tom Vilsack, who's leading the Democratic response at the Republican convention in New York.